I'd like to say how much I love the Lord, but I couldn't put it into word how much I do love Him. Song says, because He first loved me, and that's a positive fact. He loved me when I was unlovely. He died and took my place at Calvary, died in my stead. First, He extended His love toward me when I was 23 years old. Best thing that happened, anybody happened to me, I was born again. I experienced the birth about 23 years before that, but that was the first birth. That was an earthly birth. The second birth came from heaven, and I was born again. The second time, Jesus was born in me. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And He's still alive in me, and He's not going to ever forsake me and leave me alone, but He'll be with me always and in me always, even to the end of the world. I'm looking forward to the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I know He's coming. I don't know the day nor the hour. But I know one thing for sure. He's coming. There's folks here sitting here this morning, and you've never been saved, and my prayer to God to you is that you'll get your sins forgiven and be born again. That's born of a second nature, divine nature, the first man, the earthly man, the second man is the Lord from heaven. You don't want to miss that birth. You miss that birth, you'll wind up burning in a place of eternal torment and damnation and unquenchable fire where the fire will never go out. Listen to this. It'll be an unquenchable fire. There won't be no getting out of it. Once you die in sin, it's settled. You wind up weeping and wailing and gnashing your teeth in a place that's eternal. It's just forever. Don't die in sin. You don't have to die in sin. Jesus was your substitute. He died in your place. He that knew no sin became sin for you. Listen to that. That you might be made the righteous of God in Him. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus went to hell for you. He died at Calvary, gave up the ghost, bearing our sin in His own body, died the just for the unjust, the righteous for the unrighteous, submitted Himself and gave Himself over into the hands of God Almighty, and He gave up the ghost and died, and His soul was made an offering for sin. He died. He took our place. He that bore our sin in His own body on the tree. And God raised Him from the dead. He ever liveth. He's in heaven itself on the right hand of the Father, intercedes for saints according to the will of God, and can't be touched with the feet of our infirmity at all points. We are yet without sin. He's the only sinless one that ever has been, ever could be, because He's God reincarnated in the human body. All of us are sinners by birth, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. Every one of us have a sinful Adamic nature. It comes in the flesh. All of us are sinners. Everybody's a sinner. Everybody's sin that comes short of the glory of God. There's not a righteous person, not a just person. For all the faith here, for all the like sheep have gone astray. But the Lord Jesus has laid the iniquity. It's all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you be healed. He's the healing balm. You try to get to heaven some other way, you're a fool. You'll wind up dying in your sin and go to hell. Jesus died in your place. He died for you. He died for me. He died for the sin of the world. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believed in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son to the world, and to Him the world, the world through Him might be saved. It's hope for you. Don't turn it down. Don't push it aside. Jesus died for you. He'll save you and make a brand new creature out of you. The only thing you got to do is just get earnest and honest with yourself. Bring your broke heart. Bring your contrite spirit to Him. Ask Him to have mercy upon you. And call on Him and ask Him to have mercy. If you'll call Him and give yourself up and turn your life over to Him, I'll guarantee you'll make a brand new creature out of your life. Won't ever be the same when you get saved. I'm talking about being saved now. Not a case of do better, turn over a new leaf, deciding you're going to join the church and fake things right. You can't do that. He's already made it right on your behalf. You just bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, submit yourself, give yourself to Him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. That's not tongue in cheek, mind in mouth. That's from the heart. For the heart, man believes in the righteousness of the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's very simple. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not yourself, a gift of God, not of work. That's in man's boast. You can't bring anything to justify yourself or to qualify yourself to get to heaven. He's the only one that can qualify you and justify you, deliver for offenses, raised again for our justification. There is no other way from earth to heaven except through His shed blood. He said, Father, in Thy hands I commend my spirit. He commended His spirit in the hands of God Almighty. And He accepted His death and let Him die. And He died and gave up the ghost and, of course, the cessation of death. For every man, woman, boy, and girl, He went to hell on our behalf. But God didn't suffer His Holy One to seek corruption, nor let His soul in hell. He raised Him from the dead. Up the third day, they went to find and search and see. They didn't find Him there. All they found was an empty sepulchre. And the angel sitting around declaring that Jesus, who seeketh dead among the dead, among the living. He's not here. He's risen as He said. He got up from the grave. He ever lived with. He's on the right hand of the Father in heaven itself, on the mercy seat, interceding the saints according to the will of God. I tell you where He's at right now. He's in His rightful place. He's on the mercy seat, the real mercy seat in heaven. He's interceding for you and I as Christians and as a sinner. He's trying to represent you, but he's not going to force you to make him, but he'll invite you. As he invites you to speak, your heart don't squirm out of it. Don't turn your head away from it. Turn your heart to it. The work's done, the price is paid, and the way is made. The only thing you got to do, bring your broke heart. That's all. Sacrifice to God the broke heart, the contrite spirit, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, get saved. That's not tongue in cheek, mind and mouth, that's for the heart. The heart of you, the real living eternal portion of you inside your soul. There's an eternal being in there, and you can get saved, you can get born again. You can be saved today, this morning, if you really want to be. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son to the world to condemn the world through Him might be saved. You want to get saved? I'll tell you how. Jesus is the Savior of all mankind. We don't say it especially to them that believe. I'm glad I got saved. I'm glad God had mercy upon me. I knew He was a little boy because I saw Him in my mother. And I knew that, and I didn't want to get too close without living like hell and carrying on in my flesh. And you know how you do as a young, dumb person, drinking, smoking, cussing, carrying on like a fool. I done all those kind of things. But when God got a hold of my heart and I brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit, best thing that happened to me, I got born again. He got alive in me and transformed me and changed me and quickened me. He said, you were dead in trespass sin. You have to quicken and made alive. He quickened me. He gave me eternal life. I've been enjoying this eternal, everlasting life ever since I got saved. Nothing like it. You can enjoy it this morning. You can have it. It's there for you. It comes like you are as a sinner. Confess your sin to God. You must confess to me. I can't help you. But I can pray for you, but I can't save you. Only Jesus can do that. So confess your sin to God. He's willing and faithful just to cleanse from all your sin. All unrighteous. All you got to do is bring your broke heart. Bring your contrite spirit. Get ashamed of yourself. Sorry that you sinned against God. Call on Him. With a broke heart now, contrite spirit, give up yourself. And whosoever shall call upon the Lord, you'll get saved. You'll save. You promise that, and I guarantee you will. Don't push it off. Don't push it to a more convenient season, more convenient time. If not a better time than right now, God's given you a place of repentance. God help you to come just like you are. Bring your broke heart. Bring your contrite spirit. Call on Him. And I guarantee you, if you'll call Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, really want to get saved, He'll tell you not to turn you aside. He'll accept you in the beloved. Make you brand new on the inside. Put you in newness of life. Your life, I'll guarantee you. You won't have to try to change it. It'll change you when you get alive. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living God will get alive in you. Transform you, change you, quicken you, make you alive, and give you the free gift. It's free. The free gift of eternal or everlasting life. What a joy it is. What an honor it is to be saved. I'm glad I'm saved. Glad Jesus saved me. When He did, I've never been what I used to be since I got saved, but I've not been all I wanted to be. I'm still trying. I've got a long ways to go. I look at myself and look at things around about me. I realize that I'm just a sinner saved by grace. And no good thing have I done to earn this salvation. Didn't have to. He done what was needed to do for me to get in. He brought me down to a place of repentance. And when He did, I brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit. I remember the God that my mother showed who He was for her life. And I knew that. But I just run from it and push it aside. And I know she was praying for me. And that's where I went when I got broke. I went to my mother's house and went to church. And that's where I got saved. God saved me. I've been saved forever since. Well, if you get saved, you don't have to worry about being undone. By the way, the devil can undo what Jesus done for you. He said, my sheep have eat what? Eternal? Not everlasting life. Not what? 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years. He said, my sheep have eternal, everlasting life. You don't have to worry about being undone. The gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. That's why, well, I think I'll get saved and do that and then live like a woman. You won't ever get saved with that kind of attitude. You'll only get saved when you bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Give it all up. Give it to Him. Ask Him to have mercy. You can't save yourself. No way under God's heaven you can do anything about getting justified and getting to heaven. You're a sinner. You're a dead sinner. You're dead in trespass and sin. You must quicken and make alive. He'll do that for you if you just bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Call on whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. God help you to call on Him. You do that, I'll guarantee you. And you want to get saved? I'll guarantee you. He said, all that come to me, I don't know why it's cast them out. Salvation is free. Free gift. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son to the world to condemn the world through Him might be saved. The way is already made, the path already laid. It's there for you. God help you to come, bring your broke heart, bring your contrite spirit. I promise you, bring that. You don't have to worry about nothing else. When you get saved, you'll know it. You're going to tell somebody about it. First thing I'm going to do is tell others about what Jesus done for me. And where I went, I tried to tell people about what the Lord had done for me. Tried to live it in front of them so that I wouldn't make myself out a fool. I'm trying to live a life that's pleasing to God and still trying, but I'm short of it. I'm still trying to live like God wants me to live. But He saved me, forgave me, and gave me eternal life. And I can't help but tell others about Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's just the same as a lovely name. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. What a sweet name. What a wonderful name. The name of Jesus, the Savior of all mankind, went on to save, especially them that believe. Want to get saved? It's there for you. Bring your broke heart. Bring your contrite spirit. And the Lord save you just like you. Would you bow your head with me, please?